So, you want to build your very first home recording studio. But where do you even start? I've been there, staring at a pile of gear recommendations, what's actually essential, what's just hype, and how to make it all work in my space. Let's break it down, step by step, so you can get recording fast, and actually enjoy the process. First up, the heart of your studio, the computer. You don't need the latest, flashiest machine, but you do need something with enough power to run your recording software smoothly. A MacBook Pro or a solid PC with good RAM and storage will serve you well. Trust me, nothing kills creativity like a crashing computer mid-take. Next, you need a DAW. That's your digital audio workstation. This is where the magic happens. Recording, editing, mixing, producing. Logic Pro, Ableton Live, FL Studio, Pro Tools, they all do the job. Pick the one that fits your workflow and your budget. There are even free trials, so don't be afraid to experiment. Now, let's talk about how you actually get sound into the computer. That's where the audio interface comes in. Think of it as the translator between your mic or instrument and your software. Focusrite Scarlett. Universal Audio Volt series is popular for a reason. They're reliable, sound great, and don't break the bank. All right, microphones. If you're recording vocals or acoustic instruments, a large diaphragm condenser mic like the Rode NT1A or Shure SM7B is a fantastic place to start. They capture detail and warmth, making everything sound more professional right out of the gate. And don't forget a sturdy mic stand and a pop filter. Those little details matter. You'll also need a way to actually hear what you're doing. Studio monitors, Yamaha HS Series, KRK studio monitors, give you an honest playback. No hyped bass, no sugarcoating. If you're working in a small space or late at night, a good pair of headphones like the Slate Audio VSX can be a lifesaver. Cables, stands, pop filters, these are the unsung heroes of your setup. They keep your gear connected, your workflow smooth, and your recordings clean. A reflection filter, like the SE Electronics Reflection Filter, can help tame room noise if your space isn't acoustically treated yet. Speaking of space, let's talk about your room. Pick a quiet spot with as little outside noise as possible. Rooms with carpets, curtains, and bookshelves naturally absorb echoes and reflections. Avoid spaces with bare walls or tile floors. Those can turn your recordings into a reverb mess. Keep connections tidy and stable so your setup stays reliable while you work. If you're on a budget, start small. Computer, DAW, audio interface, one or two mics, headphones, monitors, and some basic accessories. As you grow, you can add acoustic panels, bass traps, and more gear to level up your sound. Honestly, the best studio is the one you actually use. Don't get stuck chasing perfection or gear envy. Build what you need, learn as you go, and upgrade when it makes sense for you. That's it. Your roadmap to a home recording studio that works without the overwhelm. So get started, hit record, and make something amazing right where you are. If you want more detailed guides and gear picks, check out more articles on Travsonic.com/blog.